Before tonight's Quad A game of the week, we talk now with North Allegheny head coach Sherry McConnell. Coach, the Lady Tigers have raced to an 8-1 record and 3-0 mark in Section 3. Your thoughts on the team's play to this point in the season?
So far, we're really pleased with how team's coming along. They're playing very unselfish. The chemistry that they're building is very strong, and they're really unconcerned with who gets the credit. They just want to win, and it's been fun to watch that develop. And really, you know, very rarely do we have any kids shooting more than 10 shots a game, and that's just because of how unselfish and willing they are to make the extra pass.
During the holiday tournament, junior Devin LaBarge was 8 of 9 from beyond the arc and also was the tournament MVP. You know, how hot has her shot been as of late, and what kind of player is she?
She's doing an excellent job filling her role. She's a shooter, and the other players on the floor understand that and know that she's a shooter, and when she gets hot, we need to get her the ball. And she was definitely on fire over the Christmas tournament, and you know, we look for her to continue that. We'll be bringing her off the bench tonight. She's sustained an injury in practice over the week, and she recovered very quickly. She looks strong, but you know, we'll be bringing her off the bench tonight.
Senior Taylor Brennan has also had a fine performance at the holiday tournament and was pivotal with her ball handling against South Park in the tournament title game. Now, how important is she to what the Tigers do offensively, whether it be scoring or distributing?
I'm very pleased with Taylor Brennan's game this year. She's really matured and playing a complete game. She's always been a good scorer, but she's really understanding all the other parts of the game this year. And she's as willing to make an excellent pass as she is to knock down a key three. Her defense has improved, and she's just playing great all-around basketball, and it's really taken our team to another level.
When Meg Morningstar missed a couple of games early on in the season, sophomore Sammy Dallier stepped up and has continued to see minutes on the floor. You know, what can you say about her effort?
Sammy's been a very good surprise. She had a great offseason. You know, we had some kids involved. A lot of our big girls were involved in volleyball, so she got a lot of key minutes in our fall season, and it gained her some confidence as well. And, you know, I have all the confidence in the world to go to her. And when she does get opportunities, she's taking full advantage of them. She rebounds the ball well. She's finishing. She's doing things necessary for her to continue to get valuable playing time for us.
And you have a lot of young players in the lineup that start or see significant time, but many of those players have a great deal of experience as well, having played quite a bit last season. Now, how valuable is that experience for a young team to have that, especially the deeper the season goes along?
Oh, you can't teach experience, I guess they say. It's something that is definitely going to be helpful to us, and we're seeing it more and more. Even as we go through practice, it's just nice to be able to refer to things and they know what we're talking about, rather than, you know, last year where we were kind of taking baby steps throughout. But we're seeing the benefits of those baby steps last year, and being able to move through things quicker, and seeing them start to understand what we were talking about last year. And so that experience has to be, you know, helpful to us as we continue on and try to make a run.
Tonight, North Allegheny hosts the Pine Richland Rams. Like the Tigers, the Rams are a very young team. You know, what are you expecting from them tonight, and what does NA need to do to get a win?
Well, they're going to come out, with a lot of energy, I'm sure. It's obviously a rival, and anytime you guys, you know, North Allegheny and Pine Richland go after each other, it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be a war down to the end. So, I expect them to give us their best effort, and we have to make sure that we take care of the basketball against their different defenses that they run, and we look to transition and hopefully get some easy baskets. But it's going to be key for us to take care of the basketball, and then also to make them work for every shot and defend well.
It's North Allegheny head coach Sherry McConnell. Thanks for your time, and good luck to you and the Tigers tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.